Good afternoon. We'll have a fair amount of cloud cover carrying us through the afternoon, although some sunny breaks as well. Temperatures, meanwhile, will climb above freezing in some areas for the first time in a week, and mainly will settle into the lower to mid-30s for afternoon highs with high pressure in control. As we go through the night tonight, clouds will tend to increase as a weak disturbance pushes through the Midwest and Great Lakes. It doesn't have a lot of moisture with it, and with an increasing southerly wind flow out ahead of this system, temperatures will hold in the 20s for overnight lows. So we'll have a lot of clouds around tomorrow morning, maybe even some spotty precipitation first thing in the morning on Tuesday. This could present a problem with temperatures slightly below freezing. We could have a few areas of spotty freezing rain, although I think temperatures will climb quickly past 32, through the 30s and into the 40s during the day tomorrow. So as that disturbance passes by, it looks like just a few scattered rain showers. On the backside of the system, partly sunny skies on Wednesday, back down into the middle and upper 30s, lower to mid-30s on Thursday with dry weather before another weak disturbance heads our way on Friday. This one will push a couple of rain or snow showers through with highs again in the mid-30s. So no major storms through the work week and no Arctic cold. In fact, into the weekend, it looks like dry weather for Saturday and Sunday with highs back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system will track northeast and spread snow from the southern plains through the Mississippi Valley and into the Great Lakes region over the next couple of days. Winter weather advisories are in effect for this system. Accumulations of 1 to 4 inches will be common, with as much as 6 to 10 inches of snow possible for northern parts of Michigan. Additional upper-level energy over the southwestern United States will move eastward into parts of the southern high plains tomorrow. This energy will produce snow over parts of the central Rockies, which will move southeastward into the southern high plains. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 74 degrees at Fort Stockton, Texas, to a low of 17 below zero at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 30s, Boston sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs around 40. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 61, set in 1938, and the record low, 12 below zero, in 1963. Sunrise this morning at 7:17 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:59 p.m., 9 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, perhaps some spotty freezing rain early in the morning. Otherwise cloudy, breezy, and mild with a few rain showers in the afternoon, lower 40s. Partly sunny, mid to upper 30s Wednesday. Partly sunny Thursday in the lower to mid-30s. A few rain and snow showers on Friday in the mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.